thank you for this glorious service today. Thank you, Father, for gathering us together in person and virtually and every way. Thank you, God, for your spirit is one amongst us. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for waking us up this morning. So many people on hospital beds, Lord, don't even have a hope. They don't know what's going to come tomorrow. Lord, their lives are hanging in the balance. But here we are in the land of the living. With grace, with strength, with the unction of the Holy Spirit. Replenish lives, the blessings of the dew of heaven, the anointing of the fresh oil. Father, we thank you. With great purpose in our hearts. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. In our right minds, with our blessed families, we thank you, Lord. With great provision in our lives, we thank you, our God. We bless you. Father, we do not take your goodness for granted. Our hearts truly indict a good matter. We give you all the glory today. We give you all the praise. Lord, our hearts are open to hear your word. What you have prepared for us, speak to us as you have done before. Speak to us as you do every week service here. Lord, minister life to us. Grant us illumination, great grace, understanding. We thank you, Father. We will be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And everybody said amen. Amen. Come on, let's go ahead and give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. He deserves our glory and our honor. He's our faithful Father. He's our glorious God, our majestic King. He's so faithful. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, thank you all so much for being here with us in this service. If you are here with us in person, we welcome you. If you are here with us online, virtual, you may be virtual technologically, but in the spirit, you are here in person. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. The Lord is here with us, and we're truly excited. Amen. Glory to God. So, Pastor Tinu talked for a while about this, how did we call it now? Active living faith, taking our faith to the world. That's the next thing for us. And like she told you, for the next 6 weeks, we're going to focus a lot on that. Here in Cleveland, through the month of March, through the month of April, somewhere in the middle there is Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday. So let's just keep that going. At work, grocery stores. You know, let me tell you something that works really good sometimes. If you are blessed and you have a little extra money and you are in the grocery store and you are paying for your groceries and you see maybe there's someone, maybe they are struggling a little bit or whatever, you know, and you let the Holy Spirit lead you. But this is one of the reasons why prosperity is important. As believers, we have to prosper. Because money can open the doors. So offer to pay for their groceries. Offer to pay for somebody's groceries. You'll be amazed how that opens the door to the gospel. You'll be so... Some of you are looking like, that's strange. Yeah, it is very strange. Because people are not doing that. People don't do that. And especially in this, you know, like Pastor Tinu said, there's so many distractions right now. It's just, you know, it's just, there's everything to talk about but the gospel. Mm-hmm. We have to remember that we're here for the gospel. We're not here for Doge. We're not here for, we're here for the gospel. That's why we're here. So regardless of all the noise and everything going on, you've got to break through that noise. Keep your eye on the prize. Amen. Keep Jesus at the center. Amen. And everywhere we go, and we'll find ways to make it easy. Some of those stuff we gave you are old, especially the folded one, but it's very good. It reminds you. Just read it. You know, it will remind you. It will make it easy for you to remember what to say when you go out to try to minister to somebody. And then the touch cards are good because that's easy for you to give away. Amen. And the Lord will help us get some more things in. So between now and end of April, that's what we're doing. And then in May and June, we'll pick it up in Akron, right? Because in Akron, we have Open Heavens this year in Akron. Amen. In June. So throughout the months of May and June, we're just going to be believing God and pushing for evangelism in Akron. Amen. Outreach and just talking about our faith. Amen. And we'll intensify at some point and believe God that he can help us sow another seed in the city of Akron. Through Open Heavens. It's going to be awesome.
Amen.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Glory to God. All right, let's take our confessions together. It's almost 12:30. I don't know how long I'm going to preach today. I have a long message. I mean, I have a long message series for a long time to come. So, I'll just start out today wherever I get to, I'll stop. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord will help us for the next few weeks to talk about this. This is really important. And a lot of it is right out of that confession, out of that 2025 confession. So let's take that confession. Usually it takes about 7 to 10 minutes, doesn't it?
Yes.
if we really rush, if we really rush, like some of the pastors rush. I mean, sometimes they are going through that thing, I'm like, it's like we're running. It's like we're running a 100-meter dash. Like, oh, let's slow down on this thing, please. So that way we can have it at 7 minutes. But if we take our time and go, it might be like 8 to 10, right? So yeah, we don't have a long time. Let's just take our time and do it, you know, and then get into the Word of God. I'm going to preach a lot out of that confession today as well. We're switching gears and moving to the next thing God has for us out of those confessions. All right, let's go. 2, 3, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me. Spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee. And I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruit will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time, with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet with long life. He satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God Shalom, Jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, shout a living hallelujah. Glory to God. Go right ahead and be seated, please. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so excited, so pumped up. For the next few weeks, I want to minister to us. Trust the Holy Spirit to help us. And like I said earlier, we're going to switch gears a little bit. And I'm going to minister from the second half of our 2025 confessions. There are two paragraphs there that I'm going to have us read in just a couple of minutes here after we've read from the scriptures. But I'm going to be ministering to us. You can take the music out. Thank you. I'm going to be ministering to us for the next few weeks on a theme that I have titled The Spirit of the Champion. Can you say that with me? The Spirit of the Champion. Let's say those words again. The Spirit of the Champion. Not a champion, the champion. Let's say it one more time. The Spirit of the Champion. Amen. Let's read out of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 32. And we're going to read all the way down to verse 40. And what shall I more say? You can put it up on the New King James. I'm going to read right out of the King James. Yeah, they are similar. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, of Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. The spirit of the champion is upon you. You are not a wimp. The dictionary describes a wimp as a cowardly person, someone who is quick to give up, someone who is prone to be afraid, who lacks confidence, and who does not win. You are not a wimp.
Amen.
I say you are not a wimp.
Amen.
You are a winner, not a wimp.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, I'm a winner, not a wimp.
I am a winner, not a wimp.
Say, I am a mighty warrior and I am a winner, I'm not a wimp.
I am a mighty warrior.
Say this, the spirit of the champion is upon my life.
The spirit of the champion is upon my life.
In the name of Jesus. I want you to see out here in the second half of our 2025 confessions. If you pick it up from the section, the paragraph that says, this is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. It describes to us who a champion is. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued. Mountains are removed. Promises are produced. And the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? Where are you, O great giant? Look at this. I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. The word valor, many places in the Old Testament, is actually translated the word might. I am a pillar, a vessel, and a pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have a can-do spirit. It's not there, but I'm adding that for you. Because, you know, these things go through a lot of edits before, so we can keep things short. You know, it's still 7 minutes. After all the edits have been done, it's still how many paragraphs. But there were some things that were cut off because we couldn't just get them in. I have a can-do spirit. Say that with me. I have a can-do spirit. Say that one more time. I have a can-do spirit. There is nothing that I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. Those words came right out of the heart of the Holy Spirit. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have a can-do spirit. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything. I love this one. I am ready for
anything.
And I am equal to
anything.
Through him who infuses inner strength into me. This is the champion. This is no wimp. This is, you can tell the difference between a wimp and a champion. A wimp does not have inner strength. A wimp can have a lot of braggado, can have a lot of talk, that can have a lot of sway, a lot of swagger, and a lot of swag. But a wimp does not have inner strength. When the rubber hits the road, wimps quit. When the rubber hits the road, wimps, you see them, they manifest. Anybody can talk a good game when there's no giant in sight.
Exactly.
But you will know a true giant killer when a giant shows up.
Amen.
See, when there is no mountain to move, everybody is a man and woman of faith.
Yes.
But when mountains begin to show up, the real mountain movers show up. Hallelujah. Say this with me. I am not a wimp. I am a mighty warrior. I am not a wimp. I am a winner. I am not a wimp. I have the spirit of the champion. Glory to God. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Now look at this last line, two last lines. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is born and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. That was both the introduction and the conclusion of the life of the champion, Jesus Christ. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. Let's read together in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Jesus Christ is the real champion. Jesus Christ is the real champion. There are so many wannabe champions. But Jesus Christ is the real deal. Thank you. He is the real champion. Somebody say he's the real champion. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Let's read this together from the King James Version. Look at it. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Now, notice, this is after all the adversary, all the uprisings of the adversary. Yes. These uprisings of the adversary spanned hundreds of years. But finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, God declared it prophetically hundreds of years before it happened in the natural. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Look at verse 7. We're going to come right back to this verse 6 in a minute. Of the increase of his government and peace. Shalom. Of the increase of his government and his shalom, there shall be no end. This is the one whose government will never collapse. This is the one that can never be impeached. This is the one that will not change offices year after year, 4 years, 8 years, 16. No, this one of the increase of his government and his shalom, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. Watch this. To order it, to order it, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord God will perform this, will perform this. Go right back to verse 6. Go right back. I want to show you something real quick in verse 6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor. Stop. The two words are translated into that phrase, the Mighty God, in the original Hebrew. These two words are El, which if you're familiar, you've El, Elohim, El Shaddai, that's El. They all come El. And the second word is Gibor, G-I-B-B-O-R. That word there, that phrase, the Mighty God, is from the Hebrew word El Gibor, or Gibor, however they pronounce it. That word El Gibor, or El Gibor, means the champion. It means the mighty warrior. And everywhere you see those words in the Old Testament, in the original Hebrew, El, and it's used a lot of times. And in some of our studies, I know I have a very short time today, probably. Some of the next few weeks, I have a short time where I'm going to drill this, and we're going to drill this, and we're going to drill this until the spirit of the champion sits upon you. That everywhere you walk, you'll be walking and driving on the street, and you'll be hearing the words, I have the spirit of might. There's nothing I cannot do. and there's nothing that can undo me. I have the can-do spirit. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. You will be driving on the street, you'll be confronting a Goliath, and you'll be hearing yourself saying those words. Because the spirit of the champion will be sitting upon your life. Somebody say one more time, I'm not a wimp. I am a mighty warrior. I am not a wimp. I am a winner. The spirit of the champion is upon my life. So he called, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Champion, the Mighty Warrior. Hallelujah. I just can't get over it. Forgive me. I just, every time I read it, I just stop right there. I just stop and dance a little bit and sing a little bit and shout a little bit. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There's a reason he's called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's the champion, hallelujah. Because he's the champion. He has never lost a battle. From conception to resurrection, he never lost a fight. He never lost a fight. From conception to resurrection, he never lost a fight. He is the champion. And he is the real deal, hallelujah. He is the real deal, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And the spirit of the champion is upon your life. When you carry the spirit of the champion, you cannot lose. I say you cannot lose. I don't care what the adversary says. I don't care what the adversity is. When you carry the spirit of the champion, you cannot lose. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a winner. Shout hallelujah, somebody. He's the mighty God. 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 And so, of course, you have your marching orders the next few weeks. I know regularly as believers, we're supposed to talk about Jesus. But from time to time, God just wants to put a little emphasis on it. And he just wants us to do a little bit more of talking about Jesus.
Yes.
And I absolutely believe in this season, God is calling us to talk more about Jesus.
Amen.
He's the real champion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell the world about Jesus. Keep Jesus at the center of everything you do in your life. The world is distracted with all sorts of things right now, but you don't have to join the distraction. You don't have to join the political discourse. That season is over. Let's talk about Jesus. He is the real champion. Somebody said the spirit of the champion is upon my life. There was a wannabe champion in the Old Testament that the Bible describes in 1 Samuel chapter 17. He's a wannabe champion. Because one of the champions that we read about in Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 32 actually got rid of him and put him in his place. I just want to remind you that this wannabe champion is still around. He didn't die with Goliath because he's a spirit. He parades himself like he's all that. He thinks he's got it going on. He calls himself the mighty one. The one who sits on the throne. The one who rules in the affairs of men. But he's just a wannabe. He's just a wannabe. The king of kings, the one whose government sits upon his shoulder, the one who is the real champion, put him in his place several generations ago. And as he shows up in our generation, that's what we need to continue to do, put him in his place. Because he's going to raise up his voice. You are going to hear his voice. He's going to parade himself like the real deal, but he's not a real deal. He's just a wannabe champion. Let's read about this guy. This is he's a spirit, but you see one of the manifestations of it in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Look at this. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 17, and let's read from verse 3 to 5 first. I'm just going to go with the overhead. Thank you. Verse 3. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. Verse 4. And there went out a champion. He's a wannabe. There went out a champion out of the camp. Thank you, not the champion. He's a wannabe. Out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Verse 6. And he had an helmet of brass. Don't let this intimidate you. Satan, this is one of the reasons the studies we're doing on Wednesdays. I tell you, we're just getting started. This is going to go on for a little bit. There's something about your mind. Many years ago, Joyce Meyer said, the greatest battlefield is in the mind. The greatest battlefield. People lose in their minds. Before you lose any battle anywhere, you lose it in your mind first. Anything that happens in your life has to happen in your mind first. You know why? You know why Jesus could sleep in the turbulence of the storm on a leather cushion? Do you know why he could do it? Because in his mind, there was shalom. You can sleep in a storm. The whole world can be going to hell around you, and you can be sleeping and dreaming. And people can wake you up and say, are you not aware all these things going? And you say, what? What is that? What is it? Don't be intimidated. Satan is the master of intimidation. He's the master of distraction. Do not be intimidated. Do not let fear into your home. Do not give it. Don't give it an inch. Do not let that fear come around you.
Amen.
Most believers are toppled out of their place of dominion because of the spirit of fear. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, God has not given unto us the spirit of fear, but he has given unto us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. It takes soundness of mind to see something trying to intimidate you and say, hey, I'm a champion. Because you see, all these things are happening around you that it's just supposed to intimidate you, to tremble, make you scared. Some people can't even get out of home. I remember several years ago, one dear beloved daughter of Zion was telling me, she's so scared. She was trembling literally over something that she just heard about. This thing had not even happened. It had not even happened. She just heard about it. The spirit of fear took a hold of her life. She was literally trembling. She was literally melting. And she threw her life away because of the intimidation of the enemy. Don't buy into the lie.
Amen.
He is a liar.
He's a liar.
The spirit of the champion is upon your life. Amen. You are not a wimp. Wherever you're listening to me today, you are not a wimp. You are a mighty warrior. The spirit of the champion is upon your life. You are more than a conqueror. There is nothing you cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo you. Hallelujah. You have a can-do spirit. You are a follower of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Little children, young people, wherever you are listening to me at, you're a mighty generation. You are not small. I don't care what the devil says to you. He may say you are in the minority. He may say there's no one like you. Don't listen to that nonsense. When you hear that nonsense, say, shush, I am a champion. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I'm a champion. Glory to God. I'm a champion. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be intimidated. It's 1 o'clock. We got to close. Don't be intimidated. He had an helmet of brass upon his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of his coat was 5,000 shekels. Ooh, for what? What is all this for? What is all this for? Because the person you came to fight only has 5 stones. Five stones. And what's that thing called? Sling. What is all this for? That's it? That's all it is. It's to intimidate you. It's to shake you out of your wits. To test what you really believe. To see if you know who you are. Tell him, I know who I am. Saying, I have the spirit of might. I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. Listen, there is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. Glory to God. They say it all the time. You are in the minority. How many are you? You don't really have much. Hey, listen. Listen. It's not according to what you can see. It's according to what he said. And by covenant, I am a moving powerhouse. Hallelujah. By covenant, I am a moving powerhouse. I'm a world changer. I'm a trailblazer. Glory to God. I'm a mighty nation. Glory to God. I'm a mighty nation. What's all this for? And a lot of people buy into this stupidity. And they want to match. They want to match his equipment. And then they want to borrow a lot of money so that they can match his equipment. Like if he's coming against me with helmet of brass, armed with a coat of... Where am I going to buy that? Helmet of brass. How many thousands of dollars? I have to borrow money. That is called stupidity. Somebody say, I don't have the spirit of stupidity. Say, I have the spirit of wisdom. You have to know. I know where my strength comes from. The Bible says some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are falling, they are cast down, but we rise up and we stand upright. I know where my strength comes from. My strength does not come from this world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. There's a different spirit within me. Glory to God. I said there's a different spirit within me. Hallelujah. Let's close it out here. We can't go too far. We can't go too far. I want you to notice there are 3 major things this champions had in Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to come back and talk to you about it a lot as we read about each of these 3 people, each of these different characters. I want you to notice 3 major things stood out about them. Number one, they had clarity of direction. Amen. They were laser focused on God's purpose for their lives. And they worked closely with God and the Holy Spirit to get clear directions and to be permanently in the will of God. Amen. Don't worry, we'll come back to it. They had clarity of direction. My friends, you have to be ahead. When you are led, you are ahead.
Yes. Amen.
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 you have to be light years ahead. Light years. My dream personally, and I'm working hard on it, every way I can, at least 5 years. I have to be at least 5 years ahead of the world. I have to be at least 5 years ahead of the world. So that when situations unravel, I am 5 years ahead. When you are led, you are ahead. I'm going to come back and read that devotional here when we get to it. You cannot live your life marching in step with the world. You can't do it. If you do it, this Goliath will swallow you up. You have to be ahead. 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 Whatever you need to do, get ahead. Get ahead. Glory to God. I was telling one of our pastors recently, last week, I said, listen, everything we're doing right now, at the very least 7 years ago, we talked about it and documented it. At least 7 years. Everything we're doing right now. We didn't just get up and say, let's do it. It feels good today. No. At least 7 years ago. Seven. When you are led, you are ahead. You know what? And so, what is it that is going to happen that is going to move you? Nothing. Nothing moves you. Nothing threatens. Nothing intimidates. Nothing flusters. I don't even break a sweat. I only break a sweat when I'm preaching. I don't break a sweat. What is it? There is nothing. Nothing. I remember several years ago, the Lord said to me, there is nothing in this world's order that can change the efficacy of the word that I spoke to you. Nothing. Nothing. The Bible says, heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot of his word. You have to be years ahead. Years ahead. Years. So that when everybody is over here and they are making so much noise about what's going on over here, you are 7 years ahead. And then when they say, did you see? Haven't you? You say, what? Like what? Say, are you not living in the same world? Don't you see the same things we are seeing? What are these things you are seeing? You are ahead. Do you know those of you who partake? I don't know if you know this. It's a secret. Let me break this secret to you. Those of you who partake in Daniel fasting, and if you actually did that Daniel fast the way you should, do you know you are ahead of the average person, average Christian?
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
You are way ahead of them.
Yes.
You may not know, but I'm telling you, you are. There are many things that happen to the average Christian, and you are like, that's nothing. You know why? Because you were in that time of Daniel fasting, knocking on God's door, stand devotion, morning devotion, getting in the word, chewing the word, getting revelation, getting understanding, getting clarity. And so then when all these things begin to happen, you say, oh, that's okay, that's fine. We already dealt with that during the Daniel fast. And the people in the world will say, what is going on with you? Are you normal? You are not normal. No, I'm not normal. I gave up my mind and I took the mind of Christ. I am at a higher level of normalcy. Glory to God. I have been delivered from the futility of the mind. I have put on the mind of Christ. The Ruach of God is breathing upon my mind. Hallelujah. I see clearly. We got to close. They saw three things. They had three things. Clarity of direction. Number two, they had the spirit of faith. Number three, they had the spirit of might. Let's close today. You have the spirit of the champion. The spirit of the champion is upon you. You know the secret to being way ahead? The secret to not being moved by anything? The secret to walking in lockstep with God? Let's close out. Philippians 4:13. Put it up in the Amplified. Let's close right there. And let's come back to this in our next service. Philippians 4:13. Put it up in the Amplified. Glory to God. It's actually in your confession. You can read it directly. You can read it verbatim from the 2025 confession. Philippians 4:13 in the Amplified version. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. The spirit of the champion is upon my life. Would you stand to your feet today? I want you to take a stand as a champion. There is nothing you cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo you. I want you to move forward forcefully. I want you to move forward in your life aggressively. Aggressively. I don't want you to sit on your oars. I don't want you to play church. I want you to go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to be driven, be driven, be driven. Once you have the peace of God, the Lord gave us shalom at the beginning of this year. Shalom is the ultimate answer. Once peace is reigning in your heart, once there's no turmoil, no drama, no confusion, no chaos in your heart, my friends, you are ready to do anything. You are ready to do anything. You are ready to take hold of destiny. You are ready to possess your possessions. What is it? How difficult is this problem? Maybe it confounds humans. But you are no regular, no natural human being. The Bible says the greater one lives inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We just got to adjust, make an adjustment to our thinking. We need to flip the switch from our spirit to our mind so that everything that is currently resident and deposited in our spirit can begin to be transmitted to our mind. That champion in your spirit has to find his way to your mind. That's why you have to renovate your mind. Because you were raised up to be fearful. You were raised up to imagine the worst. You were raised up to believe that good things are not coming your way. The world is a terrible place. You were raised up to believe in the survival of the fittest. You were raised up with ungodly, every one of us, raised up with ungodly principles that had no bearing with the word of God. And after you gave your life to Christ, though your spirit is now renewed and born again, your mind is still the same. That's why your immediate reaction to most situations around your life that approach you and come towards you is exactly the same way that it was before you gave your life to Christ. It takes a moment of readdressing and looking in your spirit sometimes for you to say, no, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. They say everybody at this age has to experience this. That's what they say. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that. It takes a moment to dig into the well in your spirit and pull out the revelation of God and say, no, that's not for me. Alzheimer's is not for me. No. Dementia is not for me. I know it comes with some people's aging, but it will not come with my age. It's not my portion. It's not your portion. Arthritis is not your portion. It takes a moment. Because everywhere you look on the TV, the advertisement, everywhere you hear the government, what the people say, what the professional, everybody, what they say is in line with this worldly thinking. But you have to renovate your mind because as a man and as a woman thinks, that's who they are. I don't care how many days you fast every month. If you don't change your thinking, your life will not change. That's why God had to say to Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. He said, no, but me, no. I'm from the lowest family. My father, we are nothing. We are nobody. God said, stop saying that. God said, you are a mighty man of valor. You are a champion. That's what exactly he told him. You are a champion. Amen. Something had to change in his thinking. Yes. You have to change your thinking. You have to change the influences around your life. You have to raise up a gatekeeper. Say, people born in this family, they must have divorce. Their lives must end up with barrenness. They must say, no. You must get up and say, that is not for me. There is fruitfulness in the covenant. God said, they that dwell in the house of the Lord, they will flourish. They will flourish in the temple of our God. Even in old age, they will bear fruit. There's a covenant of fruitfulness, not barrenness. Got to stop and say, no. I don't agree with that. That's not the word of God. That's not my portion. I don't care what you are feeling. Maybe your body is speaking loud. It's just intimidation. It's like the helmet of Goliath. It's trying to shut you down. It's trying to beat you down. You've got to get up and say, hey, no. I want you to take your stand as a champion today. Amen. Wherever you are, take your stand. Let these words percolate into your spirit. You are no ordinary person. Maybe in the world, people think you don't fit. Maybe they think you have the wrong height. The wrong weight, the wrong complexion, the wrong accent. But it's not what they say, it's what he said. Take your stand as a champion.
Amen.
Today. Don't read these 20-25 confessions every day, every week, and then still act like a wimp. When problems come, you start crying. Despair. Hopelessness. You start saying the same words. Ungodly people say, who's going to help us? How are we going to get it? How are we going to make it? How are we going to get out? Don't you realize? You carry a different spirit.
Yes.
You are different. You are very different. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. You have a can-do spirit. One more time, take your stand as a champion. Before we close out this service, take your stand as a champion. Go ahead and thank God. Bless his holy name for his good work in your life. Thank him for loving you so much. Oh, he loved you so much. Paid the ultimate price for you and for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's someone out there, someone so way out there, I don't know where you are. Plagued. There's some symptoms of sickness on your body. The Lord is telling me to tell you, those symptoms, they have roots in your mind. The sickness you are feeling in your body is rooted in your mind. You got to break free from your mind. Break free from your mind. Take those barriers and pull them down in your mind. That's where the victory is won. Wherever you are, far away out there, you are not that far. God is speaking to you right now. Those things breaking out on your body, those things breaking out around you, they are rooted in your mind. You take authority and dominion in your mind. Break free in your mind, and those symptoms will disappear. Those symptoms will disappear. The spirit of the champion is upon your life. Father, we thank you so much today. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. You alone are deserving of it. Thank you for speaking your word clearly to us. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you. Thank you, God, because we hold our heads high. We represent you well. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Everywhere we go, we represent you well. We represent you well. Father, we honor you today. Bless your people throughout this week. Every man and every woman under the sound of my voice. Cause them to prosper. Everything they place their hands upon, cause them to prosper. Let doors be open to them of their own accord. Cause that they walk in an elevated spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Cause them to be led so they can be ahead of the pack in the name of Jesus. Let them rise higher and higher like a mighty edifice. Fulfill the word that you've spoken concerning them. Let your word not fall to the ground in their lives. Let there be manifestation. Let there be manifestation. Oh, hallelujah. Let there be manifestation. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Let's go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.